Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia today. At the invitation of President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, Prime Minister Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus. This will be the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Cyprus in over 2 decades. While in Nicosia, the Prime Minister will hold talks with President Christodoulidis and address business leaders in Limassol. The visit will reaffirm the shared commitment of the two countries to deepen bilateral ties and strengthen India's engagement with the Mediterranean region and the European Union. In the second leg of his visit, at the invitation of Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis in Canada tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit. This would be Prime Minister's 6th consecutive participation in the G7 summit. In the final leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will undertake an official visit to Croatia on the 18th of June. This will be the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia, marking an important milestone in the bilateral relationship. The Prime Minister will hold bilateral discussions with his Croatian counterpart, Andrea Plenković, and meet President of Croatia, Zoran Milanović. The much-awaited Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to the International Space Station, ISS, has been rescheduled for June 19, 2025. This announcement came after the successful resolution of technical issues that had delayed the mission. The mission faced 2 main technical problems that required careful attention. During a follow-on coordination meeting between ISRO, Axiom Space and SpaceX, it was confirmed that the liquid oxygen leak observed in the Falcon 9 launch vehicle has been successfully resolved. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu informed that Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. He said that the Home Secretary will be the chairman of this committee.
We have circulated the order of the high-level committee which is going to investigate this crash. The Home Secretary is going to be the chairman of the committee, Secretary Ministry of Civil Aviation, additional secretary from MHA, one representative from the state of Gujarat where the incident actually happened, representative from State Disaster Response Authority, Government of Gujarat, Police Commissioner Ahmedabad, DG Inspection and Safety from the Indian Air Force, DG BCAS, which is the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, DG DGCA, Special Director from IB, and director from the Directorate of Forensic Sciences Services.
In Sikkim, the first batch of pilgrims for Kailash Mansarovar Yatra will reach Gangtok today. The Sikkim government has made all arrangements to welcome them. Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is going to begin on the 20th of this month after a gap of 5 years. Talking to Akashvani News, Additional Chief Secretary of Tourism and Civil Aviation Department, C.S. Rao, said that the first batch of 35 pilgrims along with government officials will reach today. Israel and Iran have escalated their deadly exchange of missile strikes as Iranian projectiles targeted major Israeli cities, while Israeli forces simultaneously conducted new attacks on military installations in Tehran yesterday. The dramatic confrontation has plunged the Middle East into what officials describe as dangerous new territory. Meanwhile, the 6th round of nuclear negotiations between the US and Iran, scheduled for today in Muscat, have been cancelled. Oman, which has been acting as a mediator, announced the cancellation following Israel's sweeping air offensive against Iran that targeted nuclear facilities and killed several senior commanders and scientists. In hockey, the Indian junior women's team continued its unbeaten run in the Tour of Europe with a spirited 2-1 win over Australia in their fourth and penultimate match of the tour in Belgium. This win marks India's fourth consecutive triumph on the tour, following a clean sweep over Belgium in the opening 3 games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.